Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, we'll be featuring two trio albums from singer Sarah Vaughan with a late-night intimate feel, as well as music from pianist Sal Mosca and some memorial sets for the late singer Joe Stafford, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, coming up next on Afterglow.
Hey, Joe Stafford, come on down front and let's talk things over. What's knitting, kitten?
Zero, Nero. What's with you?
Oh, nothing new. Say, Josie, remember the other day you were telling me about going to a fortune teller some time ago? What'd the guy tell you anyway?
He told me that I was going to meet a man who was short, fat, and rich, and I did.
Well, what happened?
Well, he introduced me to a guy who was tall, dark, and insolvent.
Mm-hmm. I see. And what happened to the guy who was rich and roly-poly?
Oh, my girlfriend married him, and now she's got furs that dangle, dangle, dangle.
Uh-huh. Get along with you, Josie. And let's see what happens to Manhattan Serenade when you take over in the lyric department while I give the boys a fast two. One, two.
Without
vocalist Joe Stafford on the radio with Tommy Dorsey's big band doing Manhattan Serenade, broadcast in August of 1942 from the Tommy Dorsey box at the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing. Manhattan Serenade, a song, by the way, that was used to great effect in a Tom and Jerry cartoon. Joe Stafford, who passed away on July 16th at the age of 90. David Bren Johnson here with you for Afterglow. We'll be playing some of Joe Stafford's recordings in addition to our scheduled feature, Sarah Vaughan's two late-night trio albums that she recorded for Roulette in the early 1960s. Also a newly released CD of the late pianist Sal Mosca running through some standards that were favored by him and his teacher, the charismatic Lenny Tristano, whose other pupils included saxophonist Warren Marsh and Lee Konitz. But we'll be playing as much Joe Stafford as we can fit into the program, given that she did just pass away at the age of 90. She had a long career in music that started with a sister act, and then she went on to be a part of the Pied Pipers, a vocal group associated with Tommy Dorsey's big band, and then launched a very successful solo career in the 1940s, and she ended up marrying one of Dorsey's arrangers, Paul Weston, and many of her recordings were done with Paul Weston doing the arranging and leading the orchestra. And her recording career continued in the mid-1960s. She and Paul Weston also had a very humorous act. Jonathan and Darlene Edwards was the name of the act, and they played music very badly. It was kind of a comedy thing because Joe Stafford was an excellent singer. And as one DJ said today upon discussing the death of Joe Stafford and the Jonathan and Darlene Edwards act, he said, "Many people can sing badly, but few can sing badly well." We'll be focusing on Joe Stafford's more traditional popular song recordings, though. She was an icon of World War II, the World War II era, for songs such as Long Ago and Far Away and I'll Be Seeing You, and we'll be hearing both of those later on the program. Right now we're going to start off with a Hoagy Carmichael song, and Afterglow founder Dick Bishop told me that Hoagy Carmichael once said to him about Joe Stafford's recording of the song, he said, "After Joe Stafford recorded it, nobody else should have. Hoagy liked it that much." Joe Stafford and Ivy on Afterglow.
Why the sudden change? Why so cold and why so strange? Be sentimental. Don't hang your fate on jealousy and hate, 'cause Ivy, he was never born for the touch of a witch's thorn. So please be gentle to his heart. His arms tonight, then wander far from sight. Can't understand you, Ivy. But remember this: if you really want his kiss, be sweet and gentle, lest you. this past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way my arms need someone to enfold.
What?
my pillow as soft as the will-o'-the-wisp. And in its song there is sadness because there's no you. Softly they're sighing, for summer is dying. They know that in my heart there's no gladness because there's no you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. The stormy clouds hover and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. In spring we'll meet again. We'll kiss and recapture the summertime rapture we knew. And from that day, nevermore will I say there's no you. That we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. The stormy clouds hover and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. In spring the summertime rapture we knew, and from that day nevermore will I say there's no you.
Jo Stafford, her lovely voice on display there in several songs from a compilation called Walkin' My Baby Back Home, which collects a lot of her 1940s and I think some of her early 1950s material as well. That was There's No You. Before that, we heard Walkin' My Baby Back Home, A Sunday Kind of Love, and Hoagy Carmichael's Ivy, of which Hoagy said that Jo Stafford pretty much closed the book on doing superlative recordings of that particular song. Again, all this from the compilation Walkin' My Baby Back Home. Jo Stafford, who passed away at the age of 90 recently. Music from a new release of jazz standards from pianist Sal Mosca. That's just ahead on Afterglow. Pianist Sal Mosca is another musician who didn't get a whole lot of attention over his lifetime, and it's partly because he was a rather private figure. He was a disciple of the pianist Lenny Tristano, who had a whole circle of musicians around him in the 1940s and 50s, kind of loosely defined as being part of the cool jazz movement, who all were sort of mesmerized by Tristano's very strong, intense, unique vision of how jazz improvisation should be done. And Sal Mosca kind of helped carry on that tradition of Tristano improvisation after Tristano died in the late 1970s. But Mosca never recorded much himself as a leader. He's on some Lee Konitz records in the 1950s and did a few leader dates on his own. He made a lot of his money off teaching students, something he started doing when he was 15. He had five pupils at the age of 15. Another way in which he really fits in the Lenny Tristano tradition of jazz education. This recording has come out recently. It's called You Go to My Head. Mosca actually passed away last year, but this features him doing some private recordings with several musicians that he worked with quite a lot in the last few years of his life. And they basically run through a Tristano kind of program. Tristano was very fond of the American Popular Songbook and had a certain number of tunes that he always liked doing. We'll start off now with the Sal Mosca Quartet doing Ira Gershwin and Vernon Duke's I Can't Get Started on Afterglow. Thank you. Pianist Sal Mosca's quartet doing Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie's You Go to My Head from a CD recently released on the Blue Jack label of the same name. Sal Mosca on piano, Jimmy Halperin on tenor sax, Don Messina on bass, and Bill Chatton on drums. And from that same group and same CD, we heard Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin's I Can't Get Started, all these recordings made in the last few years, just before Sal Mosca passed away in 2007 at his studio in Mount Vernon, New York. Sarah Vaughan's After Hours trio album coming up next on Afterglow. Singer Sarah Vaughan signed with the Roulette label at the beginning of the 1960s. A number of other artists that she was friends with signed with that label as well, people like singer Billy Eckstein and bandleader Count Basie. And it was a label that signed a lot of African-American artists and also had kind of a dubious reputation for maybe not always paying its artists the way it should have. Certainly wasn't alone in that regard in the jazz music business, and also rumored to possibly have had affiliations with gangsters. But they did manage to record a lot of good music, too. And a few years ago, Mosaic Records put out a 8-CD box set of all of Sarah Vaughan's sessions done for the Roulette label, and it contains two really nice trio albums that she did with just a guitar and a bassist, one called After Hours and the other one called Sarah Vaughan Plus Two, and we're featuring both of them on this edition of Afterglow. We're going to, this hour, be featuring the After Hours session, which was recorded in 1961, and producer Teddy Rigg said later on that he was inspired to do this session by the memory of Ella Fitzgerald's duet album with pianist Ellis Larkins. And he said in his memoir, "So I went to Sarah and said, on this next album, I want you to sing naked. She said, are you losing your mind? I just want you without all that jive noise, I explained. Just you in a simple background, whatever you feel comfortable with. And she said, how about guitar and bass? And I said, great, I want George DeVivier, which Sarah Vaughan went along with. And she said that she wanted for guitar Mundell Lowe. So Reed goes on to say, we set up a studio with a bar and a gang of food. Sarah invited all of her friends, and we set up comfortable chairs for everyone. When she felt like making a side, she did it. It was a ball, and I think it resulted in one of the most relaxed of Sarah's albums. Mundell Lowe, the guitarist on the session, also said that pretty much every song was done in one or two takes. And he really liked it because Sarah Vaughan just sang just in such an unembellished manner, he said, with no tricks whatsoever. We'll hear several tracks now from Sarah Vaughan's After Hours, starting with Wonder Why on Afterglow.
I wonder why I'm not myself of late. I'm feeling strangely great. I wonder why. I suppose some genius could explain why I walk in the rain, just to let him try. I guess there is a come up with a new sensation. It could be that he's caught up with me. And all the mystery I'm speaking of is simply that I went and fell in love. Come up with a new sensation. It could be that he's caught up with me. And you'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above, so worth the yearning for, so swell to keep the home fires burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be oh, 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 so easy to love. You'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above, so worth the yearning for, so swell to keep the home fires burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be oh so easy to, oh so easy to, oh so easy to, oh so easy to, oh so easy to. Ooh, so easy to, so easy to love. thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No, 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 no. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry. They say into your early life romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. And then, with this illusion deep in your eyes, you learn that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No, no. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when somebody is nigh, you cry.
Skies were dark, came Noah's Ark, amen. When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord, amen. Lord, help those who pray, and on judgment day, if you believe, he shall receive, amen. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you will hear his horn a-rootin' tootin' not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you will hear his horn a-rootin' tootin', it's not far away. Hold up your hand and say, there's gonna be a great day. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morning, you will hear his horn a-rootin' tootin'. It's not far away, hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. Ooh, a great day. Ooh, a great day.
Singer Sarah Vaughan from her Roulette album After Hours, which is also included as part of Mosaic's Complete Roulette Sarah Vaughan Studio Sessions. We heard her doing A Great Day, Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady, Easy to Love, and Wonder Why, that album recorded in 1961. Mundell Lowe backing her up on guitar there, and George DeVivier on bass. We'll wrap up this hour of Afterglow with more music from Joe Stafford, who died on July 16th at the age of 90. We'll be playing more of her music in the second hour of the program as well. We'll hear one of her classic recordings, Haunted Heart, which bassist Charlie Hayden liked so much that he later interpolated it into a modern recording of the song, and a very short version here of a spiritual from an unusual album Stafford did in the late 1950s called Ballad of the Blues. It was one of several albums done around that time where singers like Joe Stafford or Julie London, singers you might not normally associate with the blues, did albums of blues and or spirituals. Here's Joe Stafford doing Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child on Afterglow.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A ghost of you within my haunted heart, ghost of you. Dust it, you must. must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my haunted heart.
The late, great Joe Stafford, one of her classic recordings, Haunted Heart, from the collection Joe Stafford, Walkin' My Baby Back Home. Before that, we heard Stafford from her album Ballad of the Blues, doing Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow, engineered by Kevin Evans and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington, and offering full bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. Coming up in the second hour of Afterglow, we'll hear more from Sarah Vaughan's Roulette Trio albums and more from the late singer Joe Stafford as well. To hear many previous Afterglow programs, visit our website and click on the Archives tab at afterglow.indiana.edu. pianist Kenny Drew from his album in tribute to the Rodgers and Hart musical, their next-to-last collaboration. Pal Joey doing I Could Write a Book, accompanied by Wilbur Ware on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums, recorded in 1957, around the same time that Frank Sinatra was starring in a movie version of that particular musical. David Brent Johnson here with you for a second hour of Afterglow, and we'll be featuring another Sarah Vaughan trio album, the sequel to After Hours. It was just called Sarah Vaughan Plus Two later on this hour. And we'll also be hearing a track featuring Helen Humes with Count Basie, as well as a little more from Sal Mosca's CD, You Go to My Head. But first, more Joe Stafford, who passed away on July 16th, 2008, at the age of 90. One of the last singers, I think, from the big band era, one of the last singers that you might be able to refer to as a songbird, as they were called back then, but somebody who really established herself much more as a solo singer. She was associated with Tommy Dorsey as part of the Pied Pipers, but then went on and had a string of hits for Capitol on her own in the 1940s, and did the same thing for Columbia Records in the 1950s, and she even recorded a number of popular hits with Frankie Lane. They had a big hit with Hank Williams' Hey, Good Lookin'. And she had other hits in the 50s like Jambalaya and Shrimp Boats and You Belong to Me. We're going to be focusing more on her Capitol era from the 1940s, and we'll hear another track from her album, The Ballad of the Blues. But she was also known as a World War II icon. She went overseas with the USO and gave a number of performances for soldiers who were stationed around the world, and that's how she got the nickname G.I. Joe, spelled J-O. We'll hear her now doing Long Ago and Far Away, Joe Stafford on Afterglow.
But he's coming back.
across 10,000 miles. Oh, who will tie my shoe? And who will glove my hand? And who
I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me.
She understands me, my understanding candy.
And candy's always I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her.
She has taken my complete heart,
got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy.
It's gonna be just
the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
The sun will shine.
smile. I remember you. Kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said, I love you too. I do, didn't you know?
The late Joe Stafford with I Remember You from the compilation that covers mostly our Capitol years in the 1940s, Walking My Baby Back Home. From that same compilation, we heard along with Johnny Mercer as part of the Pied Pipers doing the 1940s hit Candy. And before that, He's Gone Away from her 1959 album Ballad of the Blues. And we started off with another track from Walking My Baby Back Home, Joe Stafford singing Long Ago and Far Away. Sarah Vaughan's follow-up to her late-night trio album, After Hours, coming up next on Afterglow. Roulette Records producer Teddy Rieg said later on that Sarah Vaughan's After Hours was the only Vaughan album on Roulette that ended up making any money, and maybe that's one reason, along with the fact that he did genuinely really like the album, that he proposed doing a sequel, Sarah Plus Two, and that was recorded the following year in 1962, and this time he included Barney Kessel on guitar and Joe Comfort on bass, but again, it was the same concept as After Hours. A trio album with a late-night intimate feeling, Sarah Vaughan singing in a very unadorned setting in a way that really put her voice front and center. And we'll hear a couple of Benny Carter tunes that she recorded for this album. Benny Carter, somebody she worked with on several Roulette albums. We'll hear When Lights Are Low and Key Largo, the title song of the Humphrey Bogart movie from 1948. And actually, Sarah Vaughan's recording of it would come back again in the 1990s. It became the backdrop for a Honda car commercial. Here's Sarah Vaughan doing When Sunny Gets Blue from the Sarah Plus Two sessions on Afterglow.
When Sunny gets blue, his eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet love a man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, he breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stares the trees. Wind that sets the leaves to swaying, like some violin you're playing with, and a haunting a melody. People used to love to see him laugh, see him smile. That's how he got his name. Since that sad affair, he's lost his smile, changed his style. Somehow he's not the same. Memories will fade, and pretty dreams will rise up where his other dream fell through. Hurry, new lover, hurry here to kiss away each lonely tear, and hold him near when Sunny gets blue. People used to love to hear him laugh, see him smile. That's how he got his name. Since that sad affair, his smile, changed his style. Somehow he's not the same. But memories will fade, and pretty dreams will rise up where his other dream fell through. Hurry, new lover, hurry here to kiss, kiss, kiss away each lonely tear, and hold him near when Sunny gets blue. Your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, because I never thought we'd part.
Every hour in the day you will hear me say, baby, baby, won't you come home? Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to come. I never thought we'd part. Every hour in the day you will hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your mama's all alone. I've tried, Lord knows I've tried in vain, never no more to call your name. Oh, when you left, you broke my heart, because I never thought we'd part. Every hour in the day, you will hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come home?
Just watching the show.
find you once more in Killago. Find you once more in Killago.
Singer Sarah Vaughan from her album Sarah Vaughan Plus Two. We heard a couple of Benny Carter tunes there, When Lights Are Low and Key Largo. Also, Baby Won't You Please Come Home and When Sunny Gets Blue. Those sessions also available on Sarah Vaughan, The Complete Roulette, a studio sessions, as well as the album Sarah Vaughan Plus Two. Barney Kessel on guitar and Joe Comfort on bass. Still to come, Helen Humes with Count Basie and more from pianist Sal Mosca and singer Joe Stafford when we return for the conclusion of Afterglow.
Thank you.
Count Basie had several notable singers with him in the late 1930s, Jimmy Rushing on the male side, and on the female side, Billie Holiday, although she really didn't get a chance to record with him. The only time you can really hear them together in the late 1930s is on several air checks that survive. And when Billie Holiday left, she was replaced by Helen Humes, who certainly doesn't have the historical profile that Billie Holiday has. But Helen Humes did some wonderful recordings with the Count Basie Orchestra, and we'll hear one of them now from a recent Mosaic collection that collects all of Lester Young's Columbia recordings with Count Basie. Here is Count Basie with Helen Humes and Lester Young. Don't Worry About Me on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Pianist Sal Mosca's quartet, featuring Jimmy Halperin on tenor sax, Don Messina on bass, and Bill Chatton on drums. We heard them doing How High the Moon from Sal Mosca Quartet. You Go to My Head, some recordings that Sal Mosca did over the last few years before his death in 2007. And before that, we heard Count Basie with singer Helen Humes doing Don't Worry About Me from the Mosaic set, classic Columbia, OK, and Vocalion, Lester Young with Count Basie, 1936 to 1940. We'll close out this edition of Afterglow with more music from Joe Stafford, who died on July 16, 2008, at the age of 90. And as I said earlier, one of the last, maybe the last, significant singer from the big band era, who came out of the big band era. And speaking of Lester Young, she was actually one of his favorite singers. He told an interviewer, Chris Albertson, in the late 1950s, that he was one of her favorite singers. And Chris Albertson was kind of astonished and said, Joe Stafford is your favorite singer? And Lester Young said, yeah, and Lady Day, and I'm through. Chris Albertson said, but Joe Stafford does not sing jazz, does she? And Lester Young said, no, but I hear her voice in the sound and the way she puts things on. Will Friedwald wrote of her, Joe Stafford exemplifies the post-war era more than any other songbird. Stafford's singing speaks, you should forgive the expression, for the whole era. Intonation that approaches Ella Fitzgerald and Mel Torme, but doesn't strive toward their ideal of improvisation and recomposition. A middle-range low soprano suggestive of a female Hames, however, never trying to achieve his warmth or his involvement. Stafford provides a respite from other styles by providing so little of her own, and she sounds particularly great on the radio, particularly if the previous singer, say Billie Holiday or Sinatra, has just challenged your heart or your ears. The lack of style is in itself a style, and Stafford's cool, mellow tones are infinitely preferable to the flocks of mic moths who dub themselves song stylists to excuse their complete lack of voice. Here's Joe Stafford. We'll start off with something from one of her unusual albums that she did in the late 1950s, early 1960s. Joe Stafford sings folk songs, Shenandoah, on Afterglow.
To see you. Oh. think I'll just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See
We closed with Joe Stafford doing I'll Be Seeing You from Joe Stafford Walking My Baby Back Home. Also heard her doing You Belong to Me from the Portrait Edition. And we started off with Shenandoah from Joe Stafford Sings American Folk Songs. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering full bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services on Kirkwood next to the IU campus of Bicycle Garage. We're bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. Our engineer is Kevin Evans, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again next week at the same time for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.